Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tribal Wisdom Radio, your marriage support network. Tune in for all things love, marriage, and family. We are devoted to love. Here we go.
Here we go indeed. Welcome to a special Saturday edition of Relationship Resolutions, where we are getting fired up, not just for marriage, not just for love, but for business as well. Today we are talking with Jacqueline Boone. She's the founder and creator of the website 6 Months to Live. Her philosophy, we have this life once. How are you choosing to spend it? What is in your heart and why wait for it? These are the questions Jacqueline Boone asked herself before starting her phenomenal journey to living and designing a heart-centered life. She has put together a number of different consults and camps strictly for entrepreneur or women entrepreneurs. Her new camp, A Weekend for Busy Women to Break Free, is happening April 24th through Sunday, April 26th. That's Friday, April 24th through Sunday, April 26th. It's a time and a place where women can come together and really have a great time. And support each other, talk business, as well as have great fun. I know that you will be excited to attend as well as listen to the show. We'll talk more about that a little later on. We definitely want to talk to Jacqueline in just one moment about how she came up with the idea for 6 Months to Live. And it's not what you think it is. and her experience with it, her life experiments, we call it. Give her one moment and she'll be logging right in. Okay, we are back now, and we are back with Jacqueline Boone. Jack, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You scared me. I'm like, where is she?
I'm sorry. There were a few technical difficulties, so I am here and excited.
Wonderful, wonderful. I just introduced you a little bit, but because you are on, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and what it is you do?
Well, I am originally from Atlanta, and I have lived all over the world, including China, Spain, San Francisco, New York, Montana, and a variety of other places. I love to travel. And I started a blog about 5 years ago called 6 Months to Live, which is all about inspiring people to not wait for something drastic or dire to happen in their lives before they really get clear about what they want and their purpose and how they want to live it. And that turned into a web show. And a couple years ago, I went full-time in my business helping other people create and grow businesses and market their mission and their movements.
Nice. You already started out with something that I think is, you said, to get clear of what you want. Is that how you
mm-hmm.
phrase it?
Yes.
Let's talk about mm-hmm. that, because we are
sure.
talking about heart-centered living. You know, you have on your website, it says, be alive, be adventurous, grow, love, explore, travel, dance, make friends, change, and so on, above all, live. So you and I both had a conversation about living and doing the things that we want, the effects of not really walking in your purpose and mm-hmm. having an ear to listen to your heart, to listen to that voice that is telling you what it is you really want to do, what to build your life around. So let's talk about the process first of how do we get clear,
mm-hmm.
a clear voice of what it is that we want or should be doing?
That's a great question. The first part, I think, is really taking time to listen to your heart. And oftentimes when we say that, it's like, well, that sounds great, but what does that even mean? And
yeah.
what I mean by that is take some time in a place that is special to you. So for me, when I was living in San Francisco and I was in a job that was no longer fulfilling me in the way that it had in the past, and I was feeling kind of restless and I wasn't really sure about my next steps. So I went to Golden Gate Park, I sat in the grass, and I promised myself that I would give myself the time and space to dream. And I say promise and giving yourself that time and space, because oftentimes we'll start on that path, but we won't let us finish, and it just creates more questions rather than answers. So I said, I'm not leaving this park until I sort of have a direction and I'm clear, and I'm going to allow myself the space to dream. And at that time, this idea popped in my head. I said, what am I most craving? And at that time, it was this feeling of freedom. And I really missed that feeling of passion and purpose. When I lived in China, I was teaching, and I felt very good about the work that I was doing. I worked for the Olympics, and I felt like I always had a sense of purpose, and I had sort of lost that. And so at the time, it's really about listening to your desires, and a lot of times we talk ourselves out of what we really want because it may seem too small or too petty. And at that time, I was like, man, if I could do anything in the world, I wish it was like the 1800s, and I could explore, and I could be on a sailboat, and I would dress as a cabin boy and explore the world. And I was like, I don't even need to dress like a boy. I can do that now.
Like, right.
There's so many more opportunities. So at the time, I was 29, and I decided, you know what? I really want to sail, and I would love to sail to South America, and that gets me excited. And, of course, the logical voice came in and said, what are you doing? You're 29. That's not a good career choice. Like, why would you ever consider that? And I consciously made a decision, hey, that's great. I appreciate your contribution, but right now is dream time. So I'll get back to the logical part after that. And so long story short, I decided that that's what I wanted to do. I left my job and learned how to sail and was crewing for a skipper in Mexico 2 months later and gave everything away and left San Francisco.
Wow. Wow. Now, we hear stories like that every now and again on talk shows where some people just kind of just drop whatever that they're doing and then just kind of run off after their passions. And it's not something that a lot of people can do, clearly. Otherwise, you know, there would be a lot of open positions at companies. There would be, you know, no one driving buses. No one. There would be a lot of abandoned families. There would be a lot of abandoned jobs, a lot of things. So I would think that this particular message is not necessarily for everyone, although it can be depending on the time of your life, the time of life that you're in right now. The younger you are, you know, I say go for it if this is something that you're after. And I think this is also good information for those of us who are having a second wind in our careers. So when you talk about how your passion led you to decide to go and sail on a boat, and you know, with a Mexican captain, that's not necessarily everything that it means, is it? I mean, what are some of the things that can happen when we decide to chase our passion?
Well, the crewing for the skipper in Mexico, it was a month. So it wasn't like I left for 6 months or a year and decided, but I needed that experience to open me up. So sometimes when we're in that place of, even if it's something like I need a vacation, or I need some time away, or I need a weekend for myself, we talk ourselves out of that because, well, I have too much work to get done, or I have too many things to do. But maybe the next step is at your vacation. For example, maybe you go on a vacation and you decide that you want to go to Florida or something, and then you meet the man of your dreams. Or you happen to meet the person that knows someone that leads to your next job if you're not happy in your job. And again, it doesn't necessarily need to be somewhere that you go. It could even be you're really craving taking dance classes again, or you miss biking, or you join a local group that, you know, if you're into hiking but you haven't hiked in a long time, or you miss painting. It's really following those core desires, because I believe that that's your heart kind of guiding you to where you're supposed to be and to listen to that. So like you said, it doesn't need to be something drastic, and I emphasize that a lot. One of the biggest role model in my life is my grandmother, and she lived to be 100 years old, and she ate ice cream every single day of the year except for Advent and Lent. And she just was an amazing woman and had this insatiable laughter, had a cackle, and she really lived by example. She showed us what it meant to forgive. She showed us what it meant to accept loss, because she was the oldest of 9 children and lost a lot of her siblings, lost her husband pretty young, and was raising 4 kids. So she went through a lot of hardships in her life, but she didn't let it weigh her down. It's not to say she didn't worry. It's not to say she didn't stress, but for her, her faith was very important. And so she would pray every day and trust and do her very best and let go. So there's a variety of ways it can look.
Right. I was about to definitely say that, and I'm so glad that you made it clear that the experience doesn't necessarily have to be a year long, 2 years long. It could be something that's just from 2 weeks to a month, where you just get a chance to tap into your core desires that can lead you toward your life of purpose.
Exactly. Because after that, after the sailing, that was what prompted me to start the business. But if I hadn't had the opportunity to feel, I wouldn't have been in a place to start it.
And your business that you started is about helping individuals find their core desires and begin to structure it so that they can begin to live it, yes?
Yes, yes. So, and primarily through business.
And the name of your company, let's go ahead and talk about your company and what it is you do.
Sure. So, so in addition to 6 Months to Live, the other company is Boone Consulting. And it's all about helping people. My background is in education, marketing, and international mergers and acquisitions and strategic partnerships. So I basically took this love for life, this passion, this questioning, and I've been a writer all my life, and then helping people get clear on their mission, how to speak it, how to voice it, how to share it with the world, and how to share it with their ideal clients and audience in a really big way. So an example, I'm talking with a big nonprofit right now about helping them create a digital marketing campaign for Americans and Chinese, since they speak Mandarin, to end the sale of ivory, because 96 elephants are being killed every day for their tusks. So it's creating campaigns that move people. It's creating opportunities for people to connect. It's creating opportunities for them to voice what their purpose is, what they're very passionate about, and connect with other people, because I believe that when you do that, happy people don't make war. So every person who is living their passion, whether it's in a job or whether it's running your own business or whatever speaks to you, that makes the world and your communities, whether it's locally or globally, better.
Agreed. Agreed. And I think that's pretty important, because we do have a lot of unhappy people who are chasing a career and not necessarily a life.
That's a very good point.
And, you know, I know we've talked about, like, even when you and I talked about me, where I'm like, I'm definitely in something that I do well, but there's another passion that's bubbling up beneath it that really kind of calls out to me. And we have to start making, I guess, you know, like a plan and a strategy for how to get that done. And that's where you step in as well. You help us create the strategy to begin to, I guess, inch toward that life. Because I know sometimes it's not always about just jumping right in like you did. But we're inching toward that life. What is it about what you do that helps people to really begin to break free? Whether it be quick, whether it be slow, you know, sometimes the cocoon effect, you know, a cocoon is wrapped around the butterfly for a while before they actually get a chance to break free. So we kind of have that butterfly effect with you. What is it that when you're talking and mentoring and consulting with your customers that allows them to really kind of begin to break out of that shell?
Well, I think one of the biggest parts and what I've received from my clients and in their thank you cards and their comments, and it means the world to me, is that in many cases, I'm the first person that is not only given them the space to voice their true passions, or one of the first people, I'm the first person that says, not only is that safe, here's what we can do with it. So I have an ability, it's just an innate ability coupled with my experiences to be able to see people's potential and to see where they can really go and to dream very big. So a lot of times my clients will come to me and they'll say like, oh, you know, I have this idea or I want to do this. And I was like, well, that's great. And then we can create this mission around this idea. For example, one of my clients with leadership and approaching leadership in a different way. And then I see a book in the next couple of years and I see you being on TV and they're like, oh my gosh, I never even thought about that. But yeah, that actually really feels really good. So it's a combination of working with them and collaborating with them, hearing what is in their heart and creating that space, that safe space, to really listen to what they want and then to show them a path of how they can get there and to work with them to do that.
Yes. One of the things you said that you're about creating business around the life you want to lead. So you're not trying to pull business out of our lives. You're just trying to allow us to live, you know, without inhibitions and then begin to integrate the business so that we're still having fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about fun because you have a wonderful getaway camp.
Very excited.
And I love
that.
The concept. Yes, yes, and you should be because I am too. I'm still telling people about it. Talk to me about the getaway camp for professional women. And, you know, I still want to do the archery. Archery has been on my mind ever since we had the conversation.
Did you watch the fifth episode with Kamaljeet? She's an archer.
Oh, I didn't get a chance to watch that yet, but I can't wait to watch that. Tell me about the getaway camp, a weekend for busy women to break free. Now, I'm sure that this is a metaphor not just for fun, but, you know, in order for us to really, like you said, connect with our core desires. But how did you come up with this camp? Why do we need to have fun? And, you know, when are we going to be having all this fun?
Yeah, so getaway camp, the first one we held in September, and I came up with it this past summer. So one of the best parts about 6 months to live is it constantly encourages me and reminds me to question how I'm living my life and to be accountable for that, because if I'm going to be talking about it, I need to be living it. And so when I feel myself out of alignment on that, I do something to change it. So this past summer, as we know, businesses, as much as I love business, it can be a lot of work, especially for entrepreneurial women. Mm-hmm. And men, but for entrepreneurs, it's very busy. So I was thinking to myself, you know what, like, I'm working really, really hard, harder than I ever have in my life, as the entrepreneurs on this call know, or if you're pursuing a business on the side. And I love these networking meetings and meeting people, but I'm just so tired of the same old conversations of just, you know, what do you do, and how does that? I was like, man, I miss camp. I miss fun. I need more fun in my business. So I had grown up going to camp at a place called Hollymont, Camp Hollymont. And the brother camp was called Camp Rockmont, and they have an amazing camp. It's 550 acres in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. And it's actually, I'm sure many of you have seen Hunger Games. The first Hunger Games was filmed in those mountains. So it's beautiful. And I always resented, honestly, that the boys had the cooler camp because they had a blob where you can jump off the diving board and then the other person goes flying into the water. They had a zip line into the water. They have this huge water slide that starts in the trees and ends up in the lake, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. Horseback riding, archery, all this stuff. And so I thought, man, wouldn't it be awesome to get a group of women together who in business who are ambitious and passionate and excited and get them all together to just have fun and just have a break from all the stuff that goes on in our lives. And so the first one we did in September, and women came from L.A., New York, Indiana, Ohio, Asheville, Atlanta, And it was just this wonderful, rejuvenating experience. And it allowed people to get away sort of from their daily life. It's like it's a different take on a business retreat, but all of the activities center around nurturing you as a person so that you can feed your business. And a lot of business was made through that, and a lot of ideas and inspiration, because Albert Einstein actually has a quote about, you know, fun is the, I'm paraphrasing here, but fun is basically is how you open your mind to better research or to ideas and exploring. So if you open yourself and you're open to play, you are able to be in that space of inspiration, which is often what will innovate your business. So yes. It was a fantastic time, and it's this one is April 24th through 26th, so it's coming up next month, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm. I definitely did speak about it at the top of the hour to let them know, and I posted it in the event that all of these different activities are going to be happening, and you get a chance to connect with other women like you who are on that journey to building a business around the life that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So I did post a link. I will post it again so that you can go and take a look and possibly go in and take advantage of her offer. She has a wonderful offer going on for our listeners today where there's $100 off if you choose to go ahead and join her that weekend. We'll talk more about that later on. If you are just joining us, you are listening with Cynthia Delby from Bridal Tribe and Jacqueline Boone from 6 Months to Live. And we're discussing the heart-centered journey and building the business around the life that you want. Let's get back to a couple of things. We had another brief talk about fun and loss because we know that building the life that we want, as exciting as it can be, going after what you want also means letting go of things that you thought you wanted. And the process of that is not always what we expect it to be, what we thought it would be, and it's just not easy. Let's go ahead and put that in the conversation so that people know that, you know, you're not just saying, this whole journey is going to be fun.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's true.
You know, I know personally that there's some tears because there's fear on one side and there's fear on the other side. There's fear of letting go and then there's fear of really walking toward that thing you really want. Can you tell us your own personal experience about that? Where were you at that point in your life, especially before you went to Go Crew for the month?
Mm-hmm.
What is the experience of letting go that we should be prepared for?
That's a wonderful question and very important to discuss because I wrote a post a few years ago and it starts with the most courageous act you will ever do in your life is to be true to who you are. It's very difficult. It can be when I first moved to China, I had interned for InStyle the summer before at Time Inc. And, you know, I graduated from Boston University and was supposed to go to New York and work up the ladder and all those things. And my heart, just for some inexplicable reason, it wasn't logical. I just felt very drawn to China and to this opportunity with World Teach to be a volunteer teacher. And when I first kind of explained that I would pass up an opportunity to work at Time Inc. and instead go and make $250 a stipend a month in rural China, well, that didn't go so well with certain members of my family. Mm-hmm. So I have had a lot of experiences in choosing sort of a different path in life of some people being very supportive and some people just not understanding. And some very harsh words about that, it's like that I was throwing my life away or that I had so much potential and why was I, you know, working on a ranch in Montana and it was hard to explain that this is something I want to do for the summer and mean something to me. It's a dream of mine. And what is life if you don't have the adventures that you want to experience? But it has not always been easy. And before I left San Francisco to go on that adventure, it was hard. It was hard to leave my then boyfriend because I realized that although he was wonderful, it wasn't a fit in the long term, and this is something I need to do for myself, but obviously that's hard to let a relationship go. I literally gave away all of my furniture to my friends, and I had a big giving away party, which, you know, you become attached to certain things, and to watch them, even if it is going to your friends, and you know that makes you feel better knowing that you know sort of where they are and that other people will enjoy them, to let go and shed your earthly belongings in a very visceral way. It can be hard. There's multiple times in business, and I know those that are listening that run their own businesses or exploring that know that there have been clients that maybe you had wanted to win those opportunities and you didn't, or there was one example of an investment I made in my business that I thought was going to completely be something different and ended up being very, very difficult, and took a lot to walk away from that. So it's as far as how to manage it, I think it goes back, I mean, Cynthia, you and I talked about this, the difference between hope and faith and trust. Mm-hmm. And trust and faith, I think, are one of the most difficult things possible for those of us, especially who are very driven and goal-oriented and like to have some sense of control of your life. To
yes.
trust that some bigger purpose is going on, even when you can't see it, because that can be really difficult and heart-wrenching.
Scary.
And so to allow yourself, yeah, absolutely. And to allow yourself... to allow yourself to feel that rather than fight it. So even a few days ago, there was just some stuff coming up, and I just needed to have a good cry. And now, you know, it's fine. But if we don't allow ourselves to feel that, it manifests and comes up in different ways. And it's important. We're human. You know, we go through ups and downs. It's not always fun. It's not always easy. Hence, you know, creating an opportunity for getaway camp and an opportunity for women to just kind of take a load off and be who they are, not have to work so hard.
Now, you said a couple of things that I want to touch on. I'm in my mind figuring out which part should I go for first. But what you just said about, you know, allowing yourself to feel it and not fight it, let's talk about the feel versus the fight.
I've been on both sides many times.
Yes, you and I both have been on both sides, because there are reasons for the fight. I think it's important for us to, especially if they happen to be going through it right now.
Mm-hmm.
The different reasons or the different elements for the feel versus the fight. I know that personally, the fight was about not being rebellious. You know, I grew up in a home where rebellion was considered sin, you know. You're not supposed to be rebellious against what your parents have kind of planned for your life, because, of course, in their mind, they have planned a life that's better than theirs. They want more for you.
Right, that's a good point. Mm-hmm.
They want things to be a little easier for you. So when you begin to listen to that voice, that desire within you that's telling you to go in a different direction from what has kind of been planned for you, that's where the fight begins. At least it did for me. You know, I think everyone has, you know, the feel versus the fight happens in a different way. But for me, it was about, I know that they planned something that's supposed to be much better than what they lived, and it's supposed to be better for me, but why isn't that connecting with me, and why isn't that, you know, I think that a square peg should go into the square hole pretty easily. But if, you know, it's like trying to put the square peg in a round hole when you're up for the fight. What was your fight when it came to going for the feel? You know, how is it that you're pressing up against the grain of the feel in order to, you know, push away the fight, if you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, and I've gone through that many times. I mean, even though I sort of spoke about that feeling of wanting to go on this adventure and wanting to do that, again, being a 29-year-old it's different than being a 23-year-old and deciding to go to China after you just graduated. So it was, there was definitely a fight within me about, is that a wise career move? Like, mm-hmm. is this going to really be good for you? This isn't, you know, that was fine when you were 23, but you're 29 now. Like, shouldn't you be thinking about other things? You know, all those voices that come up, and some of those voices are stronger as we get older because people, again, tend to, one of the things I heard so often when I was traveling a lot in my 20s was, do it while you're young. Well, mm-hmm. you're young. Well, you're young. It's okay because you're young. And I just remember thinking when I heard that, there's sort of an implied belief in that statement that it's fine to mess around when you're young like this, but if you're doing this when you're in your 30s or you're taking chances or either in your 40s or 50s, then something's wrong with you. And so it's fine that you're doing it now, but don't do it later. And so when you come up against those feelings of, which is, it's a relationship, it's family member, if it's job, if it's your inner critic that is saying mm-hmm. this is not a good idea for whatever reason, just recognize that those are belief systems that you can choose to align with or not. And here's how you can kind of tell if it's something that's just sort of a thought that comes in your head. Like, for example, the sailing could have easily just been a thought that was like, oh, that would be nice, and then it could have flown out. But the reason I knew it was something to pursue and not just a fancy or whatever, because I've thought about things like, oh, well, I should go to Hawaii, but it doesn't stick. And the reason mm-hmm. this stuck was because the more I thought about it, the more I couldn't stop thinking about it. It was in me every single day. It was like, oh, my gosh, I have to do this. I felt this overwhelming compulsion to do it. And I posted something the other day. Eleanor Roosevelt has a great quote that, do one thing every day that scares you. So if you are simultaneously excited and it scares that living, you know what, out of you at the same time, that's a really good mm-hmm. sign that that's what you're supposed to be doing, because it lights you up and it kind of gives you butterflies and it scares you and it excites you. And you feel expansive as you're going through the process versus when I was in China the first year, I decided that I wanted to do the Great Wall Marathon. Well, as I got more into the process of organizing it and raising money for it and potentially training for it, I realized I just wasn't that into it. You know, it was something that seemed like this really cool activity, but as I was going through the motions, it wasn't where my heart was. So even if you have an idea and you start pursuing it, for example, maybe you decide, oh, I want to get back into painting because I love painting, and you start painting and you're like, this is not really what I thought it would be, and it's not really that great, and maybe it's something else. Listen to that, and it's okay. It's this idea of taking action on your dream, and it will show you. It will show you. Your heart will always show you where you are if you listen and pay attention.
Now, this was a great segue to our final point for the show. And I've got to write this down. You said take action on your dream. I love that, so I have to write that point down. We had another conversation about aligning the languages. And what mm-hmm. you just said, I think, really brings home the point about aligning our heart language with our ability to think, for critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said the more you thought about it, the more you couldn't stop thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And my interpretation of what you're saying is that, you know, the first instance of even receiving that thought came from your heart space, that came from your heart mm-hmm. language, that there was a desire to do this thing that you were doing. And although that penchant to think about the reasons why you shouldn't be doing it, of course, appeared, and you had to do the back and forth and the pros and cons, and you were thinking so much about it, that just happened. But the more you thought about it, the more you really connected with how you're able to get it done, and that it was something that your heart kind of put out there, and you aligned the languages, you really started walking in that direction. You know, it really became a part of aligning the languages. Mm-hmm. Can you say something about the process of aligning your heart language with your mind language to really mm-hmm. take action on your dreams?
Yes, and I'm so glad that you brought that up because the book I'm writing is actually called Heart Language, and I'm in the process of creating a book proposal for it, and I've actually talked about it a lot, and it started because of China. It was this idea of following your heart even when, and especially when it's really hard, because mm-hmm. It was hard to move to China and be the only white girl in the very small town where I did not speak Mandarin, and I was teaching 21 classes, 60 students each. There are many trials. There are many difficulties. I was the second tallest woman in the town, and so to say that I stuck out is a severe understatement. and I have crazy curly hair, so it was even worse.
We will not even get into curly hair, okay? Curly hair is a whole other show.
It is a whole other show. I could talk for days about that. But this idea of it felt right, and it mm-hmm. felt like my heart opened. So when you think about something that you when you think about these different paths in your life, start with your heart. And then bring your head with you. I think that a lot of New Age spirituality, the mind is sort of condemned, and ego and all this stuff. And it's not to say that there's not a place for that. But when you're aligned with your heart first, and then you bring your head with you, it's unbelievable what you can accomplish, because your brain is the strategic piece of it.
Yes.
And trusting that one action will lead to another action, which will lead to another action, and seeing it as an adventure, and getting curious about it. Like, how is the universe going to pull this one off? Because if you heard the series of events that had to happen in order for me to go to China, you'd be like, oh my gosh, there's no way you could have ever done that all on your own. Or same with the sailing. The series of events that had to happen, it took risk. It took taking a risk, sitting down with someone to ask if this is possible, finding out a last-minute way to get to a certain yacht club where they were looking for crew to sail from the States to Mexico, and then happening, quote-unquote, happening to meet the person that ended up inviting me to crew for the skipper that he was going to crew for many months later. So there's just all these dots that you cannot connect on your own. And that's sort of, I feel like that's the universe or God or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when you tune into whatever it is that you are thinking about, if it's dancing, if it's traveling, if it's running your own business, if your heart feels lighter and you feel lighter and your heart, you can feel it open up and get a little excited about whatever it is, then that's how you know that's something you need to pay attention to. If you think about something and you just turn off your head for a second and your heart clenches a little bit, or it gets a little smaller, or it's not as excited about it, that's how you know you're not really into it. Your heart's not in it. That's where that expression comes from. So
mm-hmm.
those things that do expand your heart and lighten you up, that's when you start bringing your head with you and putting it in alignment to think, okay, so for example, if you decided that you wanted to start the beginning of a business, or that you, maybe you were really passionate about art because we keep talking about painting. So one of the best places to start with that, like if you hadn't been painting in a while, but you're like, maybe I would want to sell paintings or something, and then you get really excited about it, one of the best logical next steps would be to buy some canvas, to go to Michael's or wherever, get some supplies and start painting and just seeing how it feels and allowing yourself the space to explore that. And then that will lead to other opportunities to look for meetup groups where there are other artists are exploring, or to take a class, or there's a friend of mine runs a painting class where, you know, you have wine and it's sips and strokes, and then you get to paint, and then so then you have a community and you can learn. So put yourself in an environment where you're around other people, and then that leads to other opportunities. Maybe someone you sit next to at a painting class invites, likes the work that you're doing and decides to invite you for a show. And maybe at the show you meet an art gallery director. It's just, it always works that way. Steve Jobs said this, you can never connect the dots going forward. You can only connect them going backwards. And if you look at times in your life when things sort of seem to work out in a very interesting sort of weird way, you know that that was sort of your heart language at work.
Mm-hmm.
And think about a time if you feel lost or disconnected from that idea of heart language. Think about a time in your life when you had that. It could have been when you were really small. It could have been when you were like 3 or 4 and you just really remember loving to dance and blow bubbles or whatever it was and getting back to that feeling. Because even if you're in that feeling will lead to other thoughts that have that feeling too.
Well, now I want to say, you know, to my listeners, trust me when I tell you that when I have guests like Jacqueline on, it is not just for you guys, it is for me too. I learn so much and connect with so much of myself listening to my guests really have these conversations about their own journeys, and it's so encouraging. You have really said so much in the last 5 minutes that it's so encouraging when you say, you know, you cannot always connect the dots moving forward, you have to connect them moving backwards. I definitely resonate with that. And I'm kind of walking away with the fact that, you know, connecting with your desires is a full body experience. You know, because we're talking about head and heart and then the cathartic feeling that we get all over in our entire body that we're really moving in the right direction, that it just feels right. When we say that something feels right, a lot of times we don't know what it means. And I think that's part of our heart language when we begin to express verbally these sayings and then we can't really break it down. I think we've done a lot of breaking down today about what our heart language is really saying, you know. And then you also connected and said our brain is the strategic part of that. So when we're speaking from the heart, when we're doing things from the heart, it's those feelings that it feels right, but the brain is going to come in and give you the strategy by allowing you, I guess, to kind of look backward at previous experiences so that you can now make forward movement on the desire that's awakening in you right now.
Mm-hmm. And being open to new ways of doing things and that idea of trust. So, for example, sometimes when people meet with me for the first time, they're going through a lot of changes and they're going through a lot of stuff. And they've sort of lost touch with their internal guidance system, which is your heart. And so when they're sort of thinking and they're in their head, and your head can convince you of anything. It can argue all sides of the equation. So when making really big decisions, I start with my heart and then I bring my head with me. Your head, as you know, I mean, you can make the list of pros and cons. You can go back and forth. So there's never any resolution, or there's the potential for no resolution.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start with your heart, you're like, my heart is in this and this is what I want. I remember with the sailing thing, there came a time when it looked like it wasn't going to happen because it wasn't lining up to, the boats weren't lining up, the opportunities weren't lining up. I had to go back to Atlanta and stay with my family while I was figuring out the next step, and I was feeling very frustrated about that.
Yes.
And that's a time when I still wanted it. I wanted it more than anything, and I recommitted. And that's another reason why people often don't achieve their dreams, especially when they're so close. A book called The Alchemist is a really great one to read by Paulo Coelho. And he talks about living your personal legend. And he tells the story of this boy. And in the beginning, he says, the universe conspires with you to create whatever it is. So the people, the places, everything will show up. But at the end, you're often tested. And I've had this experience so many times. And different people, I've heard them talk about it in different ways. So here I am in Atlanta feeling kind of depressed. You know, I don't have the job anymore. I've given everything away. I've left San Francisco. I want to go on the sailing adventure. It's not working the way that I had thought it would work. And I'm feeling pretty low about that. But I just had kind of a heart-to-heart with sort of the universe or God or whatever you want to call it. And I just like, I want this more than anything. If that means I buy a ticket and go down to La Paz and wear a sign on my neck that says Will's Crew, I will do that because that's how much I want this. And there was a meditation that I did that night, and the next morning I got a phone call that said, hey, this girl dropped out, you're in. And so I flew down a few days later, and that's how I was able to crew. But it took that moment of like, no, I want this, and I am like willing to do whatever it takes and however long it requires, and really tuning into that and not giving up, because most people would have given up at that point and said like, well, you gave it an A for effort. You took the lessons, you invested all this time, this money, this energy, and, well, it just didn't work out this time. And I'm like, no, this is what I want. And so not giving up on it, especially at the end, if it's something you really, really want.
Yes, and yes. The whole conversation, I've had such a wonderful, wonderful conversation with you today, Jackie, of course. I mean, I knew we would based on our previous conversations. You know, I'm not surprised. Tell our listeners, because we've got like maybe 10 minutes, but can you believe we've been talking for just about an hour already?
No, it's hard to believe.
I know. Tell our listeners where we can find you on social media so that we can connect with you again.
Yes. So all of the handles are six, Months to Live. So Twitter, Facebook, Instagram is spelled out S-I-X, Months to Live. The Getaway Camp has its own Instagram that I just created, so that's called Getaway Camp Rocks.
Nice.
And you can find that there. And then also on YouTube, everything's under 6 Months to Live.
Awesome. Okay, so I have one last question that I've been asking all of my guests. What two songs are on your playlist right now?
Oh, that's a really good question. I love that.
Yes.
Well, I actually just finished making my boyfriend a belated Valentine's Day mix, and I'm one of those total. I'm a nerd about pretty much everything, and I used to spend hours and hours and hours in high school. Some of you all remember mixtapes. Used to make mixtapes for my friends and time them. And then when CDs came out, I would spend hours and hours and hours making sure. So in other words, I spent many hours on this playlist. And the songs that are most exciting to me on that and that I've been listening to is La Vie en Rose. And I like Louis Armstrong's version of that. And I actually, New York, you know, we had the unbelievable snow a couple of days ago, and it was just so beautiful, and it was warm enough they could go out. So I just took some time and spent some time in Central Park and listened to that song as the snow was coming down. And it was like, this is what life is about. It's about enjoying the simple joys. It's about seeing the snow come down, listening to a beautiful piece of music, and feeling that crunchy of the, you know, the sound of the snow under your feet and feeling that. And it's just a wonderful experience. And then the other one that I love is Florence and the Machine. She's one of my all-time favorite singers. I think she's fantastic. And she has a song called The Dog Days Are Over. And then she also has another one that I'm blanking on that's been amazing, but there's a line in it that says, it's always darkest before the dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I really remember that. If you're going through a difficult time, just understand, or a lot of confusion, just understand that that's actually a really good sign, because it is a sign that you're evolving, your reference points have been pulled up, and you're in the process of creating new reference points that will bring you further into who you're meant to be, and that's how we evolve. So I like that idea of if there's some dark days, the dawn is coming.
Okay, so we've got, did you say Wonderful World was the first one?
The first one is La Vie en Rose.
La Vie en Rose.
And Louis Armstrong's version, but I also love It's a Wonderful World. I love his version of that.
Okay.
And Florence and the Machine. The dog days are over.
Florence and the Machine. Great. I cannot wait to really put together a playlist of all the songs that my guests are telling me are on their playlist, because I want to get inside my guests' head sometimes and sit back and really see what they're listening to. I heard a saying that said, our ears and our eyes are the reproductive organs of our mind and our emotions. So be careful about what you're with your reproductive organs. And this, I can't wait to share with my listeners as I put these things together. You guys have been great as always. And of course, Jackie, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate that.
Today. Of course, I'm inviting you back when after the event, after the boot camp that you have, so that we can kind of talk about that. Guys, you know what it is. This is Relationship Resolutions. I'm your host, Cynthia W. It is not just about love. It's about relationship. Join us this Wednesday with Minister Jerry L. Simmons as we talk more about love languages. We had a wonderful talk today with Jackie about the heart language and the mind language, and we are still moving forward to our Get Fired Up for Marriage series as we get to know ourselves and understand the languages that we speak. Let's begin to understand our own languages so that we can help other people understand us. We will talk with you on Wednesday night, 9:30 p.m., and enjoy your weekend. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Tribal Wisdom. Stop by bridaltribe.com and visit our media page for full recaps of every show, amazing articles, and free downloads. We have an ever-growing library of knowledgeable guests with vital information for any stage of your relationship. At Tribal Wisdom, we are order and excellence.